Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Conversation Comeback: A Teacher's Guide to Class Discussion in a Distracted, Divided World by Liza Goronczyk is a professional education guide focused on restoring meaningful classroom discussion in K-12 schools. Goronczyk, founder of REAL Discussion and a former teacher and school leader, writes for educators who see students struggling to speak, listen, disagree, and participate with confidence in face-to-face settings. The book belongs to the practical pedagogy and classroom management category, but its central concern is broader than participation technique. It treats conversation as a teachable human skill that has become harder to develop amid screen habits, polarized public culture, social anxiety, and fast-changing digital communication norms. The guide introduces the REAL discussion framework as a research-informed and practice-tested approach for building discussion skills through routines, shared language, reflection, and assessment. Its purpose is to help teachers move beyond hoping for better discussion and instead design conditions where students can practice curiosity, listening, empathy, and constructive dialogue. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames classroom discussion as a response to a wider conversation crisis. A central contribution of Conversation Comeback is its diagnosis of discussion problems as more than ordinary classroom management difficulties. The book situates weak or uneven participation within a larger cultural environment in which students often communicate through screens, short messages, algorithm-shaped feeds, and performance-oriented social spaces. In that context, silence, anxiety, over-talking, argumentativeness, or performative participation are not treated simply as student deficiencies. They become predictable outcomes of a world that gives young people fewer sustained opportunities to practice live, attentive, and reciprocal conversation. This framing matters because it changes the teacher's task. Rather than asking how to make students talk more, the book asks how educators can rebuild the conditions for productive human exchange. That includes helping students tolerate uncertainty, listen before responding, and engage peers whose ideas differ from their own. The emphasis on a distracted and divided world gives the guide contemporary relevance, but it also keeps the focus practical. Goronczyk does not present discussion as an optional enrichment activity. She treats it as a core educational capacity tied to learning, belonging, civic readiness, and the durable interpersonal skills students need beyond school. Secondly, REAL. Discussion turns conversation into an explicit instructional framework. The book's practical center is the REAL discussion framework, which presents classroom conversation as something teachers can teach deliberately rather than something students either naturally do or fail to do. This is an important shift from the common assumption that discussion skills emerge automatically when teachers assign a text, pose a question, and invite participation. Goronczyk's approach emphasizes shared language, repeated routines, and visible expectations so that students understand what strong discussion looks and sounds like. The framework is described as research-informed and practice-proven, but its value for teachers lies in its operational clarity. It gives educators a way to break conversation into learnable behaviors, such as preparing to contribute, listening actively, building on others' ideas, and reflecting on one's role in the group. This makes discussion less mysterious for students and less dependent on a few confident voices. By making the process explicit, the framework also helps teachers avoid relying on personality-based judgments. A quiet student, for example, can be supported through concrete goals rather than labeled disengaged, while a talkative student can learn that quantity of speech is not the same as constructive participation. Thirdly, assessment shifts from grading participation to measuring discussion skills. Conversation Comeback is especially distinctive in its attention to measuring discussion in ways that go beyond traditional participation grades. In many classrooms, participation is assessed informally or impressionistically, often rewarding students who speak frequently, quickly, or confidently. Goronczyk's model points toward a different logic. Discussion should be evaluated as a set of observable, improvable skills. This distinction has practical and ethical importance. If students are graded mainly for visible participation, teachers may unintentionally privilege extroversion, speed, cultural comfort with public speech, or prior experience with academic discussion. A skill-based approach allows educators to recognize listening, preparation, responsiveness, questioning, and growth, not just verbal airtime. It also gives students clearer feedback. Instead of receiving a vague message that they should participate more, they can identify specific next steps, such as entering the conversation earlier, connecting comments to a peer's idea, or asking a question that advances collective thinking. The book's emphasis on assessment also supports teacher consistency. When discussion behaviors are named and tracked, class conversation becomes less dependent on mood or instinct and more connected to instructional goals. Fourthly, the guide addresses withdrawn, anxious, argumentative, and performative student behaviors. A useful feature of the book is its recognition that poor discussion does not appear in only one form. Some students withdraw, some become visibly anxious, some dominate or argue, and others perform for approval rather than listen authentically. By naming this range, Goronczyk avoids a simplistic solution in which teachers merely encourage more talk. In a divided and distracted classroom climate, more talk can sometimes worsen the problem if students lack norms for attention, humility, and response. The book's approach suggests that teachers need routines that help students prepare emotionally and cognitively for discussion, not just content prompts. Reflection before and during discussion matters because students need to understand their own habits as participants. A student who avoids speaking may need a manageable entry point. A student who speaks too often may need practice creating space. A student who treats disagreement as combat may need models for curiosity and clarification. This attention to varied student profiles makes the guide adaptable across classrooms. It also reinforces the book's underlying premise: discussion quality depends on teachable habits of interaction, not simply on the intellectual quality of the topic. Lastly, human conversation skills are positioned as essential in an AI-influenced world. The book connects classroom discussion to a broader educational question raised by artificial intelligence and digital communication, which human abilities become more important. When information is abundant and automated tools are widely available, Goronczyk's answer emphasizes conversation skills, such as curiosity, listening, empathy, and constructive exchange. This does not mean the book is primarily about technology policy or AI instruction. Rather, it argues that lived discussion develops capacities that cannot be reduced to information retrieval or polished written output. Students need to test ideas with others, notice tone and timing, respond to complexity in real time, and revise their thinking through interpersonal contact. In an AI-influenced environment, these abilities become a meaningful part of educational distinctiveness because they involve judgment, presence, and relationship. The book's focus on discussion, therefore, aligns with current interest in durable skills and human skills, but it gives those terms a concrete classroom pathway. Instead of treating empathy or collaboration as abstract graduate qualities, it locates them in daily practices how students enter a conversation, listen across difference, ask questions, and contribute responsibly to a shared intellectual space. In conclusion, Conversation Comeback is best suited for K-12 teachers, instructional coaches, department chairs, and school leaders who want a more intentional approach to class discussion. It will be especially useful in humanities and social science settings where discussion is central, but its emphasis on listening, questioning, and collaborative meaning-making can also support advisory programs, interdisciplinary projects, and school-wide work on student belonging. The practical benefit is that it gives educators a vocabulary and structure for teaching conversation rather than treating it as an inherited social skill. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of discussion as a core response to contemporary educational pressures, distraction, polarization, social unease, MANT, and the uncertain role of AI in student learning. Compared with many books on discussion protocols or classroom engagement, Goronczyk's guide stands out because it links method to a broader developmental argument. It is not merely a collection of talk moves, nor is it only a critique of phones, polarization, or disengagement. Its distinctive position is the combination of urgency and system. It identifies why conversation has become harder, then offers a framework for teaching, measuring, and celebrating it. Readers looking for a theory-heavy account of democratic education may want additional sources. But educators seeking a usable and current guide to improving live student dialogue will find its focus unusually clear. If you would like to support Liza Goronczyk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.